Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Whoever is of God hears the words of God. Be still, the psalmist wrote, and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Listen, listen to me, God pleads, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. Isaiah 55:2. We say we have faith. Okay. But faith in God. Okay. Faith for what? Faith for what we want, or faith for what God says is his best for us? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you're not of God. Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 5. That's a hard word that many Christians dismiss as not pertaining to them. But when we take a closer assessment of our own lives, of service and obedience to God himself, I wonder about some. No, that's not my place to judge, but I am judging myself. Wait, Dennis, the Bible says not to judge. Let's be scripturally clear here. We have a deadly serious word about this in 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. So again, I quote, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you're not of God. That's still a hard word. That means we must be listening. That means we must be pausing along the way to hear him speak. Give us direction. Give us conviction. Give us comfort and peace in hard times. Many say, I have never been a good listener. But perhaps it's time to grow a little, because good listening is an act of love. Bonhoeffer writes, just as love to God begins with listening to his word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is listening, is learning to listen to them. God's listening goes hand in hand with the mindset of Christ. Read Philippians 2, verse 5. The Holy Spirit is confirmation of God's word. Words are containers of truth, power, peace, and love. God's rhema word comes alive inside of God's word. That's what I have faith in. His words, his containers of revelation found in his instructional handbook, the Bible. What does Matthew 7:24 say? I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The World English Bible translates the passage as, everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The alternative is still building a house, but on shifting sand. How many times in your existence has your life come crashing down around you? Have you forgotten? Perhaps you need to reflect a little and remember. The Bible is aghast with the mistakes of our forefathers, that we might learn before we step into another sinking hole or piece of shifting sand. Faith in God? For what? What does Jesus say about listening to God? Hearing about the plans for your life that he directs and wants to bless. Who would go on a perilous journey without seeking counsel, direction, and wisdom from God himself, from our Father, who art in heaven? John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. So mute the media and listen to God. Be still and listen. When we listen to God, to His instruction, we are kept by Him. By His power, we will be able to persevere until the time of His second coming. Finally, that empowerment allows us to be more like Jesus and serve others. The gospel challenges us to serve those whom God has given life by sharing the good news with others. The best way to do that is by being a shepherd that tends to their needs, protects them, and guides them along the right way of God. Are you listening? I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.